Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Blog Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Another week, another delicious week, that sounds kind of fruity, of the Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by none other than my co-hosts, Alyssa Onyx and Robbie Prince, right here under the big top. That's right, folks. We've got all kinds under here. Believe that. We've got, like, stuff that you ain't even going to imagine. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking Kellyanne from Lixbox. You're like, what? What did you say, Lixbox? Did you just say that over a PG station? Yes, I did. We're going to find out exactly what that means, folks. No, actually, it's a band. It's a band, so just chill out. But we'll still find out what it means. Anyway, we'll have the Huffington Post Weird News, along with some news regarding my recent visit to the Rot Rally. See in Heaven Below, who opened up for Sammy Hagar. It's way cool. You don't want to miss that. Believe it. Also, Vince the Madman, we've got some emails within the last week or so about Vince that when they heard his interview last week, they were concerned about the lady he was interviewing, saying that she was off her rocker, she's not quite all there. And because, I mean, when Vince was interviewing her, she was talking about him throwing her. Like, literally picking her up and throwing her. And so they think that maybe, like, Vince is, like, into lady tossing or crazy tossing. It wouldn't be midget tossing because she was at full height and stature. So it wasn't midget tossing. It was more like crazy lady tossing. But we'll address that a little bit later in the show, as well as we'll play a little bit of the interview. That way you'll understand where the heck I'm coming from, not just like Mars or something, you know, where you're thinking right now. You think I'm from some sort of another astral plane level or something, whatever. It's a paranormal circus. Believe that. Without further ado, without wasting any more damn time, it's Alyssa Onyx.
Hello.
Hello, Alyssa Onyx.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't
good,
know where Robbie's
good.
At.
You sound good.
He's AWOL.
Really?
Am
I?
Yeah. Yes,
uh-oh.
He is.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if he sent me a Facebook message, like, earlier, but, mm-hmm. but, I just don't know where he is. Because usually, like, if you or him won't be here or something, you'll send me a message or say, hey, Will, I'm going off over here hanging out with the bats and on Congress, you know, but he didn't do that. Nah, that was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now
yeah,
I don't know.
I usually will tell both of you if I'm not going to be there.
Look, yeah, I seen this Facebook, and it says right here mm-hmm. in the message, it says, cool, see you tomorrow on the show. And that was yesterday, mm-hmm. so tomorrow's today, and he should be on the show.
Maybe he's just delayed.
Oh, my gosh. Does he know we're starting? Yeah, maybe he's delayed. Maybe he got excited watching the World Cup. or something. I don't know.
Ugh.
He's like cheering on the players in the World Cup, and meanwhile he's got a radio show to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. But we've got a lot to talk about, actually, tonight.
Uh-huh.
A real lot. Yeah, there's all kinds of news and stuff here that I've got. Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was Zach Bagans' new vampire show.
Lord.
And I would guess that you might know something about it.
How much time can I spend talking about this?
5
and
minutes
I'm gonna
or less.
And I'm going to try to keep it professional.
Okay, well, 5 minutes or less. Go.
Okay, so I haven't really been open on the show. I've made, you know, little comments here and there that would lead to the idea of what I'm about to expose. But I've known Zach for about 6 or 7 years now, and he actually is the person that really introduced vampirism into my life. You know, I know there's still people out there that think negative of the community. There's still people out there with questions. You know, the door's open. We're, you know, the Vampire Court, we're here to answer any and all questions.
Wait a minute. I've got a question. So the
what?
I've got a question. It is, so he introduced you into that. Does that mean he bit you and now you're immortal?
No, it doesn't work. Biting does not, and we can't stress it enough, that does not, you can't just become a vampire overnight. And biting has nothing to do with it. Sanguinarians are a type of vampire in the vampire community, be it here, Paris, France, New York City, wherever. Sanguinarians do feed on blood. They do derive their energy from the source of blood, from a clean donor. It is done in a clean way. Our court, we do not, a lot of us do not feed on blood directly. So, no, Zach and I, that was not done. Basically, you know, growing up, I really struggled with who I was, and I was really a follower up until I was about 19 years old, and that's about the time that I met Zach, and it was right after their documentary aired, and he was looking to come to Texas to scope out some areas. Via MySpace we met, and he found out that I was a local Texas investigator, and, you know, for a couple of months we went back and forth, and then I got to go stay with him at his house in Vegas for about a week, and it was fun.
You said scope out areas.
Scope out areas in Texas to investigate for their show.
I got it.
Anyways. So, yeah, I mean, it was just this whole new community, and I really hate calling it a lifestyle because it's really not a lifestyle. It's similar to a type of religion. It's similar to a type of, I guess lifestyle is the right word. Everybody awakens at a different time. I probably should have awakened in my teen years, but there was a lot going on within my family, within my my personal life, being a teenager in general. Just a lot of things were at play that were not helpful at all. So when I met Zach, you know, I stayed there for a good 4 or 5 days. So a lot was introduced to me that really clicked. And so in the community, we view others as being our sires or escorts, whatever you want to call somebody that knows what they're
you
doing, knows
escort.
What they're talking about. Shut up! Stop! Stay on the path with me. Don't stay on the path, please. Because a lot can get misconstrued. But no, everybody has somebody, or they awakened on their own. It's very difficult, but everybody typically has someone that helped them through the process and helped them go, okay, it all makes sense. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. What is my next step? And Zach really did a lot for me. You know, at the end of the day, I still consider him a friend. We still try to keep in touch. Yes, I've seen a big change in him because of the show and because of the popularity, and that's just going to happen regardless. It's going to happen to everybody that gets on that path. I mean, Ghost Adventures really regardless of what people think of it now and what it has become, I haven't watched since past season 4. I keep Zach's friendship completely separate from what I see on TV. If I catch it every now and then, cool, but I'm not a fan. I just, when it comes to ghost hunting and being involved in the paranormal, I do my own thing and I don't let others influence me. And I feel like Ghost Adventures, because of what it has become, has really bred a lot of ghost hunting groups all over the country with people that don't know what they're doing, with people that just strictly want to do it because they see it on TV. They don't know what they're getting into. They don't know the dangers. They don't know the mental, negativities that can come from that. And so I keep it separate. But this show, no. The Vampire Adventures.
It's going to be called Vampire Adventures?
Yes, Zach is producing the show. I don't know if he is going to make an appearance on it. He is involved in a vampire community known as the Sabretooth Clan, which is run by Father Sebastian. And I spoke with Father Sebastian last fall, shortly after I got more involved with the Vampire Court of Austin. There is some animosity between Father Sebastian, the Austin Vampire Court, and even the New Orleans Vampire Court. He used to be really good friends and associated with a big bunch of people, but then he kind of went off on his own and started the Sabretooths, which some in the community, I won't say names, but some do view it as a cult. Some do view it as them practicing things they shouldn't be, and I really can't go into detail because I don't know too much about it. I kind of keep to myself. I know
yeah,
my
like
court,
the video
I know
that I seen with Father Sebastian on there. He talks about magic and different things.
Yes.
So I imagine there may be some stuff that, I don't know, maybe there's different from other practicing vampires.
It's very different because Father Sebastian lives under these quote-unquote gods that he follows, that and it's a whole other story. There's just a lot of negativity surrounding it and a lot of question marks. He actually tried to pull me away from my court. He told me that these people were only lifestylers. They were only dressing up for the part, didn't really know who they were. But this guy, apparently from what I know, goes all over the country. And basically, he's a Fang Smith and a very good one at that. Father Sebastian's a wonderful businessman. We all give him that. But at the end of the day, he's not really letting people awaken on their own. He's basically saying, here, come get your fangs made by me, and I'm going to walk you through the rites of passage to becoming a vampire. And it really is, that's not how it works. I mean, it's not like supermodels go and get a whole new makeover done and then, oh, you're a supermodel, go walk the runway. I mean, it's
ooh,
it's
I like that
different.
Analogy. That was really good.
Well, it's the only thing I can kind of compare it to is, I have fangs, but I don't wear them all the time. That is not what makes vampires and capes and staying out of the sunlight does not a vampire make. I mean, those are
so basically
attributes.
What you're saying is that, you didn't just go out and buy your fangs and then you decided
no.
believe. You believed before, and then that just followed afterward.
Absolutely. It is. It is a mental, physical, emotional thing, and there's always going to be people that laugh at that, roll their eyes, and, at the end of the day, those are people that we feel sorry for because you can only have pity. Those are people that just haven't found their way, or they're constricted in their own bubble, and I don't have time for people like that, but as far as the show is concerned, I know that Father Sebastian is going to travel the world, so that includes the United States, touching on different vampire cultures and communities. Sadly enough, I do not feel like the Austin Vampire Court is going to get a shot at being recognized because of the animosity between him and our court. I think he is intimidated by the fact we're all very young. I think he's intimidated by the fact that we are up and coming, that we have been out there in the media, that we do charitable events, that we do throw the vampire ball, and this year is going to be absolutely huge, huge, huge. Anybody who's interested in going, please find me on Facebook, and I will point you in the right direction. If you really want to find out about the culture and you really want to see how we are in the nightlife, in our own realm, interacting with other people, interacting with charities, this is definitely the place to go. So it's a damn shame that we are not going to possibly be featured in that. But at the end of the day, we're on a different path. We believe different things. We don't believe in having a clan or a cult. That is not what we're about. We are in open court. So two totally different things. Zach is a friend. I appreciate him and who and what he is and has done. I don't follow what he does, really. That's his thing. I don't really care, to be honest with you. Apparently, I don't know if the show has been picked up 100%. This happens every day. Shows are thrown around. People bid. People think, oh, good idea, let's launch it. And then it takes months to years to get it off the ground and maybe eventually just fizzles out and there's no interest. So a very interesting idea. What's even more interesting is the fact that our court has, you know, been seen and heard via MTV and, you know, a bunch of other things. And then all of a sudden, there's this vampire show by Big Bad Ghost Man coming on television.
Well, you know how it is, too, you know, when it comes to the paranormal or anything else, mm-hmm. really, actually, mm-hmm. especially with the paranormal, we've seen a lot of shows kind of come and go. And what will happen is these producers and such, they run out of ideas after a while.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, they
when
do.
They see somebody else do something and they think, well, wait, I could do that or maybe even do it better.
Right.
Or maybe that's a great idea. They don't have enough money to produce it, but I can.
Right.
You know, that's right. what happens. So
And this
it's
is.
Kinda
this
cool.
is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
It needs
yeah.
to be, you know, there's something every day, every week, there's a new fad. And this isn't a fad. This is a way of life. This is similar to, you know, tribes in Africa. This is similar to voodoo practitioners in New Orleans. You know, this is a genuine community. There are between 400,000 and 500,000 vampires worldwide right now, stretching from here to Romania, even where it, you know, really kind of derived. I mean, there is a long, long, long history on this community. It is a way of life. It is how we live, eat, breathe. So yeah, it
and one of the things we're
going to
do. Yeah, and one of the things we're going to do with Swing It Shadows, which is the film that I'm producing and that you're in, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually kind of go behind the scenes. You know, we're going to get some footage of, you know, what your life's like, what you do, you know,
right,
where you go. You know, what kind of things are the vampires involved in? You know, that sort of thing.
Right
and,
on, right on.
And it'll give you and your court, you know, the opportunity to showcase, you know, what you're really about and everything. Because I'm only going to put on what you give me, you know, so.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Well, and we do appreciate it. You know, we appreciate getting it put out there, especially in such a huge way like Swinging at Shadows. I mean, it'll help you and help us, and everybody's happy at the end of the day when that happens. So.
And you guys are local. You're right here in town. So when you were
yeah.
telling me that, you know, he was kind of trying to pull you away from these guys here, maybe he didn't, like, fully understand either that, you know, we all live together here. You know, we're
right.
people know each other. We're, like, friends and stuff like, you know, so, you know, he's trying, maybe want you to leave your friends and stuff that you live with, you know, that's
right.
not an easy thing to do, especially when, hey, I know these folks. I live next to, you know, we
and,
hang
you know,
out all
right.
the time.
You're right.
You know,
and to be honest with you, I've said it before. I'm 26 now. It has taken me, and I don't count childhood years, because when you're 5, 6 years old, you're everyone's friend, and you roll with the punches. But as you start to get older, you know, friendship becomes really important. Even though I consider myself a bit of a loner, I do appreciate having certain people in my bubble to fall back on and support me and help me and guide me and do fun things with and have amazing conversations with. That's life to me. That life is short, and if you have that in your life, then it's a beautiful thing. And to be I cannot stress it enough. This group of people, they are some of the best friends I have ever had. I have been burned by almost every person that has come into my life, be it quote-unquote best friend or significant other. I mean, these people are just, we just got back from South Padre this last weekend, and it was a quick trip, but it was such a, anywhere we go, it's entertaining. to the fullest. No, everything goes, no holds barred. I mean, everything is just fun and cool and amazing. But behind closed doors and when it really gets serious, these are some of the most grounded, interesting individuals I've ever met. And I'm so appreciative to call them my friends. I mean, these are my best friends. I feel protected with them. I feel safe with them. I feel comfortable with them. So, yeah, you're gonna get some good footage as far as seeing the true colors of these people. I mean, it's really a gift.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and actually excited about the aspect of possibly, you know, doing a little bit of filming at the Vampire Ball. You know, that would be really cool.
Yes, right on.
Because then I can, you know, really get some amazing looking stuff, and you know, with everybody there, the lights and the music and everything, it'll make it look spectacular.
Right on. Yeah, there's going to be people coming, probably, I know from all over the nation, but probably from around the world coming to this ball, because it's it's going to be big. It's going to be very, very big. So it's exciting.
You know what? I've got someone in queue right now. His name is Robbie Prince.
Yay! Robbie,
where have you been, Prince?
Working, man. I texted you, man. I was working my butt off, dude. I was hauling butt home, too, in the traffic. I got here about 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, dude.
Okay. You're here now.
I'm glad you're here. That's good. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, when we don't have all three of us, it's just not quite the same. I like when we have all three of us. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, we got a chance to talk with Alyssa, of course, just now about Zach Bagans and the show and vampirism and things that's going on with her and all that good stuff. So that has been really cool. Tonight, we're going to have a really great musical guest on. She'll be on shortly. Her name is Kellyanne, and she's from the rock group here in Austin called Lixbox. We're going to talk about the name of that band when she comes on. Because I want to know, is that just a fancy metaphor for a guitar or something more nefarious? I don't know. I don't know. I'm out of my mind. I can't even talk. I'm freaked out right now. It's because of these cats. I got cats in here, and they're like clawing under my door. I can see their paw scratching. They're trying to move my dumbbell out of the way because I put a dumbbell in front of the door so they can't push it open. You know? It's awesome. I think it's actually Prince the Cat, Robbie.
That's a cool
big
name.
Black cat. I know it is. He looks like a panther. He's big. He's big and black.
I used to have a black cat. He passed away not too long ago, but I had him for about 14 years, and he weighed 27 and a half pounds, dude.
Aww.
Gigantic. His name was Sullivan.
Sullivan. He should have been on a gluten-free diet, like me.
He was just a really, really big cat. Like, he was real tall, real long. And he'd come in my door, and you had to wait a second for his tail to come through, too. You know what I mean?
Wow. Looks like a panther.
He was a big old...
That's cool.
He had a little bitty voice, dude. Just a little bitty, like a... You know?
That's funny. I've got these cats here that are like, there's a lot of them. There's too many of them. But should I do some type of, I mean, everybody's listening to the show tonight. If anyone wants a kitten, please feel free to message me. It's free of charge to a good home. I will meet you halfway unless you live in Canada. Then I can't.
So if you live in New York City, everything's good.
Unless you want to pay for shipping, we could maybe put them in a FedEx box or GS box or something.
No.
Cat shipping.
I'll put holes in it. It'd be awesome. No, I'm just kidding. Sort of. No, yeah, I've got cats. If anyone wants a cat, if you're in the Austin area, please, I need help. I really do. I really do. I don't know what to do. I
you
got
need
too many
to
of them.
Spay and neuter them.
There's
that'll
too many now.
A lot.
I'm broke.
Well, no. The main source of the breeding.
There's one or two that's a main source. It could be Prince the Cat. There's Sebastian and Prince, male cats, the big ones. Yeah, I'm freaking out right now. I got too many cats, folks. I am the cat man of... I ain't going to say the town I live in, because you damn next thing you know, one of these people will be driving up the dang road trying to look in my windows or something. So, yeah, I live near Austin. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's funny. Yeah. So, like I said, we'll have the lovely Kellyanne from Lick's Box here in a few minutes. I met Kelly at the Heaven Below Sammy Hagar concert at the Rot Rally. So that was pretty, yeah, that was, it was pretty fun time. Got to see Sammy Hagar and everything. And the cool thing about it was I got to literally stand like right next to the stage. You know, you have that little area that's, you know, you got the stage and then you got 5 feet, then you got a fence and that's where all the fans are, like yelling and throwing things behind you. But you got that 5 foot area the whole length of the stage to take pictures and stuff if you're like part of the working crew or whatever. Yeah, and that's where I was. I was literally like leaning on the stage taking pictures of Sammy Hagar. He's like standing right over the top of me. He's like, I can't find 55. Yeah, that was cool. I didn't know if I was going to last the whole time, to be honest with you. I got there like 10:30 in the morning and didn't leave till 12:30 at night. And I was kind of a hot day, you know. So, you know, we're outside a lot. And you know me, folks. I tend to get a little irritated at times. So when it came time, like, you know, maybe go around midnight. Robbie, is that your phone? Is something in the background?
I'm off. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here.
Speakerphone. Must be Onyx. Anyway. No, about 12:30, I started getting real irritated. Started freaking out, sort of. I was like, I got to go. Well, I'm going to kill people. Not literally kill people, but, yeah, literally kill people. So, yeah, I'm glad I left after a while. I just, you know. People think I'm nice and easygoing, but they just don't know me most of the time. But no, it was a really fun time, man. To actually have, you know, them playing like right in your face, you know, and the amps and everything, the sound quality, holy crap! You could feel the like, I don't know, sound, the vibrations of pounding like through your chest, I don't know. It was like some kind of weird thing. But, yeah, Robbie probably knows that feeling and stuff with that loud music and everything. It's like pulsating through your body. Feels like your heart's going to skip a beat.
I love it. I've been jamming, you know, practicing lately, and it's oh, man, it's awesome. I love it.
You know what? The lovely Kellyanne has called, and then she just hung up. We just had her on here for a second. Now I don't see her on here anymore. Maybe she'll call back in. Kellyanne, call back. Don't leave us now. I will have to play this for you. That's the sound of crows. So we don't want to play that. We actually want to talk to you.
Oh, they're seagulls. Oh, I heard seagulls. Those are
the whatever, they're crows.
No, those are seagulls.
Crows.
No.
It's a circus crow.
You're full of shit.
Whatever. Anyway, here's the lovely Kellyanne. I'm going to give her some... great intro music right here, probably the best ever. Paranormal Circus.
Hey,
Kellyanne, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hanging out.
You're on here with me, the lovely Alyssa Onyx, and the fabulous Robbie Prince.
Awesome.
Now, I mean, right off the bat, Kellyanne, I'm just going to say, I'm going to put it to you like this, is the band name Lick's Box a nefarious metaphor for something other than a guitar or something?
I guess I would say it would be a matter of perception, but... I would, at least we're not, we're a great band, funny name, but, you know, at least we're not the Butthole Surfers, eh? You know?
Oh, okay.
No, but actually, no, we're talking about, like, guitar licks and stuff like that, but no, actually, I did not come up with the name at all, but yeah, it's definitely a fun name, and it's something memorable, you know, we've been playing. I've been with them now for 3 years, and it's been a really fun journey for sure.
Well, I think it's because from being at the Heaven Below concert and Sammy Hagar concert, of course, I am semi-corrupted, and so my thoughts aren't quite right.
I'm with you. I was there too, and you know, as a matter of fact, Sammy Hagar was just and Heaven Below were they were just perfect for the Rock Rally, I would say. You know, Bad Motor Scooter and I Can't Drive 55. Oh my gosh, the Red Rocker was just absolutely epic.
Oh, he's awesome, right?
Yeah,
Sammy Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped, you know, about going and stuff. And I mean, I've listened to Sammy Hagar for like eons and everything, you know, from Montrose to, you know, all the stuff, Van Halen, Chickenfoot, all the stuff. And he's awesome, you know, and to actually be there, not like just a fan out in the crowd, the amphitheater with 10,000 people there way in the back and people running into you and crap. No, we're talking about right next to the stage, touching the stage.
I know. You and I were in front of the house, weren't we? Definitely. That was so awesome. Yeah.
It was way cool. I was really glad about being there. And I got a chance to meet you and everything, so I was pretty pumped about that. You got to tell me about your band and everything, that you're right here in Austin, Texas, and we need to get our arse over somewhere and watch you play sometime.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have an upcoming show July 4th. It's Speakeasy, man. That is an awesome place right on Congress Avenue in Austin. That's where Relix Box will be all evening. So we're really looking forward to, you know, and celebrating July 4th with everybody in Austin, Texas. So if you guys come on out, we will rock your ass off, that's for sure.
Dang right. Get off. I'll tell everybody right now. Get off your arses, get out of your mom's basement, out of the fetal position, take some change out of her purse while she's over there smoking her Camel and she's half drunk. Take some of her money, go down to the Speakeasy and watch Lixbox. You know?
That's right. Speakeasy is like an awesome venue, definitely. And, you know, it's absolutely perfect for July 4th because it's a historical place, probably lots of paranormal activity, too. Speakeasy is definitely awesome.
Wow, very cool. Well, I tell you what, since we talked a little bit about your band and a little bit about your music, how about if we play some?
Absolutely, I'd love that.
Heck yeah. You did a Barracuda. That was cool. Cover tune from Heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right on. So right here on the Paranormal Circus, it's Lixbox Barracuda.
Oh,
not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Block Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
That was pretty cool, Kellyanne.
Very nice.
Well, tell everybody.
Wow,
you're like
thank
the,
y'all.
You're singing the dang song. That was you.
Yes, sir. Yes. That was at the Hutto Festival. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a live show that you threw me over the link to the YouTube video. I went ahead and converted to an MP3, so boom, I could play it on the show tonight.
Well, also, awesome. Do you mind if I get a shout-out to my bandmates real quick?
Scream right in their dang ear.
Yes, okay. So I share the box with and guitarist Brad Pouch.
Nice.
He is awesome. And then we have Jim Spikes, who's our bass player. Tony Baca, who's on drums and percussion. And then we have Larry Smith, who's also our badass lead guitarist and vocals. And, of course, yours truly, myself, who I'm a native San Antonian, and I've been singing my whole life before I could talk, probably. But, yes, I've been with them for 3 years, and they originally started, like, in 2006, and it was mainly Brad, Larry, and another gentleman by the name of Michael Kling. But we, you know, that's our lineup right now, and we are having a blast. We've got some great shows coming up. I hope you guys get to come out and see us.
Nice. Now, Kellyanne, we're going to talk about a few things here that you probably won't ever talk about on any other radio show, but the Paranormal Circus, because I ask questions that you will not believe that a human being would ever, even think of asking you. But
okay,
you know what? I've got to say it, Kellyanne. I had to peruse your Facebook to find a photo for the promo for the radio show here, and I noticed one thing, and I had to, and it kind of hit me right in the face, you know. I was like, you know what? Kelly has lost a lot of weight. She's looking great, you know. And the reason
yes.
why I noticed that, because I just went gluten-free a little while back and it helped me to lose a lot of weight and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, she must be pretty stoked because you're looking great at that rot rally. So I was like, whoa. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. I think, you know, I'd give you a high five now, but I'd smash my window here trying to do it because I try to reach out it. But, yeah, I mean, I was impressed when I seen those photos and stuff, man. People got to come see
yes.
you at the speakeasy now. You're all buff and stuff.
Well, it's been quite a journey for me, and, yes, I've been through quite a big roller coaster with my health. But thank you for pointing that out. Yes, it's definitely been a journey, and I can't describe it in words. It's definitely been a trip, but all worth it, definitely. So thank you for bringing that up. It's something I'm proud of, for sure. Yes.
Right on, girl. Rock it.
And you just definitely. Never give up. You just stay determined and just keep going. That's it.
So, you know, get yourself, like I said, out of your mom's basement, get down to speakeasy, and she'll let you literally feel her biceps. She'll flex for you. You can feel her biceps.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a piece of my soul. Sing my heart out for you guys. Along with my licks bros. No,
nice.
That sounded really bad. No, licks box bros, yeah.
I knew
Anyways.
It was hilarious.
Well, you guys, man, it's been great. Thanks for having me on here. This has been, like, totally awesome. And Heaven Below, let me give a shout-out to the Heaven Below guys while we're at it. And Kendall, we got to say hi to Kendall. And man, that was neat, wasn't it, Will, backstage? Yeah.
Yeah, we got to be backstage there, hang out. We're, like, eating with these guys and all that kind of stuff and just chilling throughout the day, you know. People are going on doing sound checks and stuff. It was pretty, you know, like an eventful sort of afternoon. And then, of course, it wound up with an outstanding concert. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot better.
Yeah, and after, did you stick around and go to the other stage afterwards? Oh, my.
You guys tried
crazy,
to make
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another crazy little. Never mind. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. And then, of course, we got to meet John Moyer from Disturbed. That was pretty cool.
Yes, that was awesome.
Came
John
up
Moyer,
on stage. With,
wow.
Yeah, he was up there with Heaven Below. Rocked a tune with those guys, so that was pretty cool.
Definitely. I love the way they bum-rushed the merch table, too. That was so awesome.
That was cool,
right? Give away free shit and they'll come running.
<That's right. laughs> You know what was extra cool about that night is I was standing there just, you know, getting ready to take some pictures and stuff, and this guy comes up to me, and he's on the other side of the fence. He can't come across, obviously. And he's like, hey, man, he goes, do you think I could get Heaven Below to sign some of my merch that I just bought? And so I was like, well, I'll check for you. You know, I just want to make sure. I figured they probably would, but you never know. I mean, so I went and checked, and I was like, yeah, you know, we're going to be at the merch table right after the show. We'll sign, you know, whatever. And so I went to the guy. This guy was so happy. I'm talking, like, appreciative. Like, he was digging it the whole nine yards. And so later in the show, Heaven Below gets to give away a Schecter guitar.
Yeah.
And you know what? They announced the winner, and then it's the dude that wanted his merchandise signed. How cool was that? He seen me. He was like, yeah.
I sold him the coffin. I sold him the coffin. Yeah, yeah, that
Onyx,
was that coffins. Was sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, Onyx, they had coffins that they sold there, little ones.
Oh my God, how much?
Should get you one. How much were those coffins?
They were like $50.
Oh
like
my
you did
God!
A free T-shirt.
Damn it! I was in Padre.
Yeah.
Damn it, that sucks.
But they also gave away a motorcycle, right, to a veteran?
Yes,
yes,
oh
that was
God.
Neat, too.
And
they cranked it up on a Skycam, and they raised it up, and it blew, like, smoke all over us at the merch table.
Gorgeous.
It was funny. But, yeah, that was neat, too. I mean, it was a cool concert. I'm like, I mean, Sammy Hagar and Heaven Below. And I understand, from what I understood, that Sammy Hagar had actually picked Heaven Below to open up for them, which was really a great honor for Heaven Below. Yeah. So, that was sweet. And, and then they gave away that awesome little, you know, that bike they gave away. That was just awesome. So, anyway, it was epic.
That was nice. Cool. It was a great time, you know. Mm-hmm. One thing, though, that kind of goofed me up that I was really mad about later on is that I'm up there taking pictures and stuff, and right at the end of Sammy Hagar, the drummer, he throws one of his drumsticks out into the crowd. So he has his other one, he gets ready to throw that one, and it looks like he's going to throw it towards me or my direction. He did, and I didn't catch it. I had the camera in my hand. I pride myself.
But you got the sticks coming at you, huh? And on the shot.
Man,
well, you have that shot forever. Well,
sucks.
I got, you know, the little chick that played Rock Candy with them, the badass little guitar shredder girl, blonde lady.
Oh, the blonde chick. Yeah,
I got some excellent video of that one. Yeah, but the sound, like, I was next to the subwoofer and it was blowing my hair straight up, so like a hurricane force wind. So the sound was messed up, but I got some good video.
Don't worry.
Nice.
Ed Burlett got some killer video, and he said the audio awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good, good, good. Yeah, I got some when I was out in front of the house. Like, I made friends with this one security cop, and he kept letting me go in and out. So I did get some from out, you know, away from the subwoofers. But later on, we were right there. You were sitting right with us.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a cool time. Uh-huh. I had a really great time. I'm surprised I lasted the whole time, like being outside the whole, you know, for like a whole day and then evening. It was hot, you know, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I made it through. I feel pretty good. I'm in great shape.
You're a trooper, man. You did it.
Yeah. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
So Kelly, tell folks how they can find Lixbox, like on the web, you know, how they can friend you guys, how they can keep up with what's going on and maybe come and see a show or something.
Absolutely. Our website is www.lixbox.com, and that's LIXBOX.com. That's our band site. And you can actually hear the one and only original iTunes, you know, record that Lixbox recorded. Now, that one was before my time, but it's an excellent, excellent, excellent CD called This Side Up. You can listen to it for free and download it on iTunes. And then, of course, it has all our shows. We have an upcoming show July 4th. It's a speakeasy in Austin, Texas, right on Congress Avenue. And then we like to frequent the Bourbon Girl on 6th Street, and we're going to have a show August 15th, at the Bourbon Girl. And we're also going to check out Shooters at the 620 location on August 29th. So we've got a couple of shows coming up. We have a private event coming up July 19th. It's Kennecalusa in Spicer, Texas, and that's an awesome event. But it's like we live like gypsies for a night, you know, and play underneath the moonlight. It's just great. So we pretty much all camp that night, and that one's really fun. But, you can definitely find us also on our Facebook page, LIXBOX. .com, and look us up, and it'll tell you all about us. So
nice.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
Well, you're welcome, Kellyanne. Thank you very much for being on Paranormal Circus, and of course we invite you on again. You have to bring back your bandmates and stuff, maybe next week or something like that. I'll just keep hounding you on Facebook until you guys just come on. That'd be good. Nice. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on tonight. And once again, everybody, check out Lixbox, check out their Facebook page, check out their website. We will kick your arse.
Awesome.
Thanks, Kelly. We'll see you.
Bye, Kelly.
All right, bye-bye.
That was a lovely Kellyanne from Lixbox. Coming up next, right after this tune here from Heaven Below, we are going to talk about some of the craziest stuff you've ever heard. Yeah, the craziest stuff ever. So don't go to bed just yet, fruitcakes. This is a Paranormal Circus. Believe that, because we're awesome. Like, really, really awesome. So here's Heaven Below, Subdivisions. Like right now. Ready? Here we go. We'll be right back.
of the Solar Federation. Attention all planets of the Solar Federation. Attention all planets of the Solar Federation. Attention all planets of the Solar Federation. We have assumed control. We have assumed control. We have assumed control. We have assumed control.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Block Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Man, I love that elephant. That's so cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can just hit that over and over and over again. It's elephant. Pretty cool. I got a lion, too. But it's like 14 seconds. I'm going to just play a minute of it. Ready? Yeah, that's a lion right there. It's pretty scary. Sounds like it's going to eat somebody. Like one of my cats. I've got tiger cats, believe that. You know that? So my cats are tigers. It's pretty cool. We got some that look like panthers, some that look like tigers. But I'm not sure exactly as far as, like, codes and things go and maybe the, like, legality of the whole thing. How many animals, like cats specifically, can you have in one residence?
Ooh, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Now I get, like, these, like, busybodies. I'm going to call the dang. The pet authority on him. I'm going to call somebody. The SPCA something or other.
Probably.
Please don't do that. I will come to your house. I will hunt you down with this mini screwdriver I've got right here, and I'm going to stab you in the forehead with it. So don't even try it.
Damn.
The authorities on me. I do. I got a mini screwdriver. You can use it to take apart your glasses and stuff like that. But I use it to stab them right in the forehead. Listen, it sounds like this. Just like that. So, no. Now, it'd be really cool, though, if somebody wants my cats. We tried to give them away earlier, but nobody's called to say, hey, I want your cats. But that's fine. I'll just have a whole jungle. It's paranormal circus, folks. This is what we do. We'll cage them up. Actually, they roam free. They're cage-free, kind of like the eggs that you buy at HEB. They're cage-free. that's bad. Next thing I know, I'll get the local restaurant down here trying to come look for my cats or something like that, and next thing you know, they'll be in their freezers or something. It's really bad. So, yeah, you never know. You know, it's one of those things. You know, you never really, I mean, you'll go to different restaurants and such, but there's some restaurants you really don't want to know what's in the freezer. Just saying.
Man.
You know, it tastes really good. Yeah, it tastes like chicken, but is it? You know, enough of this tomfoolery. We've got news to talk about, people. Dang paranormal circus is what we do.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that's great. Did you know? Oh, this is great. And I got this from the Huffington Weird News, which I go there each week. I peruse their gazillion news stories about the weird, the insane, the whatever you want to call it. And I get the most coolest stuff ever. And I'll tell you what, this is so neat. I'm going to talk about this story here. It's Pastafarian says guns got confiscated over licensed photo. Yeah, a Pastafarian. And you're saying to yourself, what is a Pastafarian? Is it somebody that just eats any noodles? You know? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if you go to, while I'm reading the story, you can go to the Paranormal Circus Facebook page right now. Listen, if that Block Talk Radio woman on here says, like, it does a countdown one more time. See, I know it's automated, but, you know, it's distracting. I'm talking about Pastafarians. I don't want to hear that there's 60 seconds left to my show. I pay for 3 damn hours. She better be quiet. We got a show to do. Me and the creaky chair, Robbie and Alyssa, Okay. Anyways, yes. if you go to our Facebook page, Paranormal Circus Facebook page, you will see a photo of the Pastafarian. It's awesome. He's got long hair, kind of like Robbie with the beard, sorta. But he's got a collar on his head, like, you know, like a strainer on his head.
Looking at it right now, don't look like me, dude.
Onyx, does it look like him? Look at it.
No, it does not.
Thank you, Onyx. Thank you.
Everybody has, many people have long hair. That doesn't mean they all look like each other.
That's right.
All your long hairs look alike. Oh,
fuck
God.
Off.
That's funny, right?
But at least I have some hair.
I keep it short. I keep it short.
Oh, and
anyway, apparently the guy said he was a Pastafarian. The cops didn't think it was funny. An Australian man say police confiscated four of his guns after he decided to have a little fun with his gun license photo. Guy Allman appeared in the photo with a calendar on his head. And it's funny. The law stipulates you can have something on your head, but you have to have your entire face uncovered. And if the headgear is being worn, it has to have some religious significance. The 30-year-old, who is an atheist, told Neeson that, "I thought I got this one in the bag. It was an absolute scream." The 30-year-old man, who is an atheist, said, this is funny, said he convinced the woman who took the photo he was a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, a religious movement. Yeah, you wear, I don't know, you wear a colander on your head, man, a strainer. Yeah, well, I said, Alban said everything was fine until he submitted the paperwork to have the license status change. Cops saw the photo and became apprehensive about his access to firearms. They came to his home and confiscated two guns and two rifles and ordered him to see a psychiatrist.
Wow. Well, yeah.
He looks so funny, though. I mean, you would think that, I don't know. I mean, if you just talked to him and he said, "Yeah, I'm just goofing around here, you know, I'm just being an idiot." I mean, you could kind of tell if he was like off his rocker completely or whatever, you know, I would think. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Alyssa? I mean, if you've seen that picture of him with the strainer on his head, would you give him some guns?
No. No, I would not.
What if that was like his safety helmet?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in case the shell injects, you know, from the outside and hits you in the head, at least you got something on your head, you know.
Yeah, but no.
Oh.
Yeah. So afterward, it said he begrudgingly agreed to have his gun license photo retaken without the colander, but suggested he might try and have his driver's license photo taken with it on. And he said, "What are they going to do? Come take my car away from me?"
Wow.
That's kind of funny, right? Pastafarian. That's kind of goofy. Oh, I've got this other great story here. The truth behind the Malibu underwater alien base. Did you know that there was actually an alien base under the water in Malibu?
No.
I didn't realize that. You didn't know that?
No.
What? I tell you what. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna post a picture right here on the Paranormal Circus Facebook page so everybody can see it. It's really cool looking. Apparently, this thing is like underwater. I mean, it looked kind of weird when I first seen it. I was like, "What is that?" You know. But yeah, alien underwater base. Look, I can't even type right. There is alien. I'll sound it out. Underwater. Base. Yeah, there we go. How's that? Bam. Here, check this out on my, wait a minute, I gotta hit post, don't I?
Jeez.
I had to minimize. It was minimized, I couldn't even see the whole thing. I'm trying to do the show, plus, like, do posts and stuff. I'm multitasking, and it's freaking me out, you know?
Anxiety.
Maybe I should have each one of my personalities do a different tasking. That would be good, right?
No. What is that?
Isn't that weird? That's supposed to be, like, under the water. I don't know.
Why can't I see this yet?
That's what it looks like for some reason when they...
That looks fake.
No, you can see the columns.
Like... No, that is so...
Does it look like it's in the water?
No, that looks fake. That looks like the video game, like...
Really?
Like when that I used to play as a kid, like the graphics. No. No!
Sure, it doesn't look like...
So fake!
Alien
so fake.
Water base.
No.
They could just like fly into the water and then they go into the base and stuff. And down there they have, I don't know, that's where they live, I guess, and do their alien things, you know? Who's going to bother them down there? It's kind of cool, I guess. It looks pretty weird, though. I don't know. It said a little more than 6 miles off the coast of Point Doom in Malibu, California, an unusual-looking structure sits on top of the seafloor bed. Sounds like Dr. Seuss. Based on images obtained on Google Earth, the oval-shaped object has a huge flat top with what appears to be pillars or columns that seem to reveal the entrance to a darker inner place. They're making something out of nothing. That's pretty good, but it could be. I don't know. Let's read on. The anomaly, for the moment, is approximately 2,000 feet below the surface of the water, measuring nearly 3 miles wide. What exactly is this thing? According to the website of a California-based radio program, Fade to Black, this may be the holy grail of USO objects here that researchers have been looking for over the last 40 years. So essentially what happened was... These folks, the guy, his name is Jimmy Church from Fade to Black. He has probably a blog talk show. He does it out of his basement, you know, and everything. He says that, you know, there's an underwater alien base there in Malibu. So, and if he says it, it's got to be true. Because if it's said on the radio, it is 100% true. Because people remember when I was doing my remote audioing where I travel through my mind, through the air, through the universe, picking up audio waves from different areas where I could actually bring back what people are saying and doing, all that stuff. It was 100%
mm-hmm.
authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, so there's little green men under the water in Malibu, California. Maybe that's where they got the inspiration for that movie, Paul.
Oh, I love Paul. I love him. I love him.
That's pretty cool. Oh, wait. Oh, this is kind of creepy. Boy finds mummified corpse hanging in home. This is gross. A boy found a mummified corpse hanging in a Dayton, Ohio home Sunday. In a scene out of the pages of R.L. Stine's Goosebumps, these writers, I mean, what do they do? I mean, they literally must just get high, drink, and not do anything all day long and just think up weird stuff. But it said, anyways, an Ohio boy stumbled upon a mummified corpse hanging inside a home once thought to be abandoned. The 12-year-old boy made his way inside the dusty house in Dayton on Sunday, which is probably, what he's probably doing is probably going in there like trying to do some ghost hunting or something, you know, whatever. And inside the closet, I don't know what he's doing in the closet, I'm glad he's out, but the body of the 53-year-old Edward Brunton hung from a belt. Imagine that. You're a little kid. You're like 12 years old. You're like snooping around this creepy house, which it's creepy already. You know, it's totally creepy already. Nobody's living there. That's what you think. And you go in, go to the closet. Hello. There's Edward hanging from a belt by his neck, dead.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, the closet shielded Brunton's body from decomposition as well as animals and insects, according to CNN. So it was in pretty good shape for being there for 5 years. It wasn't, like, totally decomposed or anything. Imagine that.
Man, that would be in your mind for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make you think twice about the next paranormal investigation. It's like, what am I going to find? Yeah.
If I found that, I'd be like, go get the tools. Go get the tools.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, after I call 911, all that good stuff. Then I'd have to get my tools.
You'll never believe this. A naked sunbather causes a car crash in Austria.
I believe that. That's almost happened to me a couple times.
But so you're probably wondering, like, I mean, what are they hanging out of or laying? Where are they laying exactly where people are going to get a good, you know, a good glimpse?
Well, I don't know, but when I go to Galveston, you see them walking down the wall. Oh, my bad, my bad.
Was it like that in South Padre Onyx?
I mean, there was nudity, but it was inside our house, not out on the beach.
Oh,
so.
We discussed this before.
Have you ever been to a nude beach, Will?
No, they got Hippie Hollow here in Austin, but I've never been there. They see a lot of fruitcakes down there. You know, it's weird.
I was in California and went to a nude beach. They asked me if I wanted to go to a nude beach. I said, let's go check it out. And there was women everywhere. And we were there for about 10 minutes. And all there was women. And all of a sudden, dude, these two dudes come out, dude, playing Frisbee. Well, it's time to go.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just doing right, you know.
Folks are probably wondering what, you know, the person looked like or, you know, what would actually cause a car accident to happen. So I posted that on the Paranormal Circus Facebook page. It's crazy. It looks like the person's kind of hanging half out of their window. I guess there's a mattress or something up there. But you know what? It looks unsafe. Because if they're like two stories or higher, they can fall out of that window. It's all over, man. But you can see half their butt hanging out. Half their arms.
That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome? Oh, my gosh. Actually, they took that. It's at the house Onyx was at on South Padre.
What?
Onyx,
no,
because
we don't sunbathe. We don't do the sun, remember? Oh!
Hey, moonbathing.
Moonbathing. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, plenty of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
what kind of tan
would
you get if you moonbathed? Like, no tan, or would you even get whiter?
I don't know. I mean, you don't really get any color. You just bathe in the moon's energy. I don't know.
So are you really, like, is your skin really white, or do you use makeup, or is it, like,
tan? Oh, my God. I am very, very, very pale. You can ask my personal makeup artist, John. Like, I'm the lightest shade that MAC carries. I'm NW10, and it's still not light enough for me. But, like, white clown makeup, like, white makeup you buy at, like, the Halloween stores, like, that's like, stark white. Like, that's, nobody's that color. There's a difference. But, no, I'm the lightest shade of any makeup brand I've ever used. I'm very, very fair skinned.
Because perusing your Facebook page, there's old photos of you with blonde hair and really tan.
Yeah, well, I fake tan. That's when I was modeling out in California. Like, that's when I was being pressured to look a certain way. So I bleached my hair and I tanned in the tanning bed all the time. And I was working at, that's when I started doing makeup out there and I learned how to spray tan. So I was working at a spray tan booth and so I sprayed tan myself.
Oh,
but yeah,
nice.
I don't, those days are not, I would never, no, that's not me. I killed that girl. No, but that was all fake color.
Got it. You know what?
I have embraced my pasty skin.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. That's okay. That's all right. That is okay. But did you know that mysterious deaths of college students were blamed on the Russian Yeti? Didn't realize that.
What?
Investigators are baffled by the unexplained and gruesome deaths of Russian college students decades ago that have come up, and they've come up with a new suspect. Albeit an unlikely one, the Yeti. So, yeah, these Russian guys are probably, like, slamming down some vodka and stuff. And, hey, man, you know, we can't figure out this cold case. I think the Yeti did it. You know? You know? they're like half drunk and stuff. Bunch of Putins over there just like guzzling like vodka and stuff.
Yeah, man, the Yeti did it.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that retarded?
I was laughing at your accent.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
In February of 1959, 9 college students climbed the icy slopes of Dilanov Pass of the Ural Mountains of Russia. They never made it out alive. The students' bodies were found with broken ribs and fractured skulls. In one grotesque case, a woman's eyes had been gouged out and her tongue was missing. Is that like... Sounds almost like a mafia hit in a way. Like a stool pigeon.
Hit somebody off.
Yeah, because like your tongue's missing, you're like a rat. That's what they do to rats. Yeah. Ask Sammy the Bull. He'll tell you. Henry Hill, those guys, they know. Anyway, watch too many movies. So, yeah, it was kind of weird. So they haven't been able to figure out, you know, what or who killed these things. So they're like, the Yeti did it. You know, they're smoking big cigars, just slamming down those vodkas and stuff. Probably not even a shot glass, just right out of the bottle. You know, the Yeti. Oh my God. So yeah, there you go. Yeah, no wonder why they had some weird accommodations there during the Olympics. You know, they had like 2 toilet paper holders and 1 bathroom and all that other kind of stuff. So these guys are slamming down vodkas and everything, just like seeing double. Yeah, that's 1 toilet paper holder, and it's like 2. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
I hear you, Alyssa. I don't hear Will.
Someone got cut off.
This is awkward.
Woo! Can we close out to see you and I?
Can you hear me now?
There he is, William!
Hello, am I still there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, bud?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Sorry,
okay.
We had some technical difficulties.
I'm back.
And there
you're
back. We're good.
Back.
That was a paranormal occurrence, folks, right here in the.
That was something.
Yeah. Next time that happens, you guys just talk about stuff because every once in a while, crazy things happen around here. You
mm-hmm.
never know. It was strange.
Huh.
I had to unplug my headset and plug it back in. You know, here I'm giving Putin and those guys a hard time over here, but I can't even operate a damn headset, F&A. So, yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, that was like a lot of cool stuff there. And I'm not even going to get into, like, the people that captured a picture of a ghost in Alcatraz. I mean, who cares? We find that crap every day. Any weekend we go out on a paranormal investigation, we'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. They made a big deal
of it.
That's
totally normal.
Yeah, I mean, they put it on a news program and all that kind of crap. What garbage. We'll find that all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know what? I got a lot of people, like, kind of flipped out. When they heard Vince the Wild Man, Vince the Madman, Vince the Superman, Vince the Nutman, whatever, they heard him talking to that this crazy man. They heard him talking to the crazy lady, the one that said that he was going to throw her.
Yeah.
And they literally thought that he was going to throw her. Yeah, they thought that since she was, like, complaining about it, they thought that he was really there to try to throw her or something. I was like, what? What's wrong with you people? So
really?
Yeah, for real.
Come on.
What is wrong with you? Gosh, they believe everything they hear on the radio?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people? I told you to get out of your basements more. That's my challenge to you out there. Get out of your basements.
Challenge. That's your challenge.
That's your challenge.
That's
right. That's right.
I'm gonna say it more like a Texan. Yo, come out your basement.
Hey, Alan.
So stick this pitchfork up your butt. Yeah. That's pretty good. So that's good. No, but yeah, seriously, these people thought Vince was actually gonna throw a lady. How weird is that? Yeah.
Whatever.
But, yeah. Well, let me play just a second of this thing here, because this is what people were hearing, and that's what they got out of it. Ready? This is Vince the Madman.
Hey, Will. This is Vince. I'm on the street. I'm doing an investigation, and I'm investigating a paranormal occurrence where I believe this lady right here is possessed. She's possessed, and this is investigation into that.
No, that's the wrong lady. That's the lady that was from Canada who was working for the Postal Service that was insane. Wait a minute. I think it's this one right here. Ready?
How are you?
Am I bothering you?
No, not at all. It's a beautiful day out.
I'm not in a good mood. Is this some kind of joke to me today?
What's that?
I'm not in a good mood. Is this some kind of joke to me today?
No.
You're a security guard.
Yes.
I got thugged by one.
Where?
They picked me up in the air and threw me down on the floor.
Around
so
here?
If you're here to pick me up and throw me down on the floor, I'm going to tell you I'm not in the mood for it.
I don't want to throw you down on the floor.
And the other one said, I'd better enjoy today, baby girl, because I never know, I could be dead tomorrow. Is that your message?
It's not my message. That's
and Securitas is my former ex-husband's mother's corporation from Sweden, the biggest mafia security firm in the whole world. Is this your message?
That is not my
that only... cold bitch send you over here to send me a message?
I don't think she did,
that
but...
That cold bitch abused my daughter and
okay.
made her gay and made her become a boy.
So is she a boy or is she a gay?
No, she was a beautiful little girl that she used.
So yes, people heard that and they thought Vince is out there trying to throw people. Yeah. Wait, what's going on, Robbie? Is that your phone or is that Alyssa again?
Not me,
I'm outside. I'm losing reception. So if the wind's blowing, I can't help it. I can't
oh,
hear y'all.
You.
I can't hear
you're
y'all.
Not,
I don't have reception.
Are you on Congress? Are you on Congress under the bridge?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No.
I was checking.
No.
Yeah, so they heard that, and they made the assumption that he was actually there, like, going to throw her or something. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. I mean, Vince doesn't throw women. I just want to put that out there. He works for us.
Well, to be fair, if anybody was approached by that woman, I mean, I give you props for not, I don't know, flapping her around a little bit.
Here, come out of the way of the camera. We're going to slap you around a bit. Onyx, we're never going to give you like a mic and send you downtown. You're going to like beat somebody
That's
up.
That's fine. I wouldn't either.
You start pissing somebody with your mic.
Probably.
That would be kind of cool. As long as we could film it, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw down. I don't give a shit.
Heck yeah. Robbie, like I told Onyx earlier, what we're going to do is this. I had a revelation regarding Swing at Shadows, and this is going to be awesome. We're going to get, like, some behind-the-scenes footage of you also doing what you do normally, maybe going in there, polishing up some metal things with these pieces of equipment that are shooting out, like, what is it, like sparks and everything, and really loud, and you're busy and kicking butt, you know, and just things that you do, like, other than hunting ghosts or investigating. So we want to get, like, you know, who is Robbie Prince behind the scenes? That'd be good, right?
That'd be cool.
There, yeah, come to Arlington, invade your house.
That'd be cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got Robbie beat, though. I've got more cats than he does people at his house. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Is anyone?
That's cool, man.
Wanted,
you can come video our show.
Yeah, I'll come video you. It'll be good. I'll come right to your work. Say, hey, where's Robbie Prince at? You know, we'll go
oh,
back.
Oh man, but... don't go. Oh, God dang, dude.
It'll be awesome. Sneak onto the property,
like
do some guerrilla filming. Hey, Robbie, we're here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. We won't do anything to get you fired, though. Well, unless
my boss is cool, dude.
Yeah, but if it's good for the movie, we might. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Now I look forward to it. We're gonna get Chaplain Rob Hall also, as well as Trenny Simmons. Trenny is coming here from Denver, Colorado. She's flying here on her broom, wearing her pointy hat. It's gonna be awesome. And
aww. I love Trenny.
Saves money in airfare. No, she said she's going to be here in September. So that'd be perfect. She's coming here with another lady, a friend of hers. And, yeah, she's going to be here in Austin. I don't know for how long, maybe a week or so, a few days, whatever. And we're going to get some, you know, footage of her, talk to her a lot. Because Trenny is part of Swing at Shadows too, and I'm not going to tell everybody everything what we're doing and stuff, because next thing you know, they'll do the same thing. But Trenny is a practicing witch and a psychic. She's a psychic witch. So basically,
she's a switch.
No, a switch, yeah. So she knows who to hex before she hexes you, I guess. Yeah.
Dang, I don't know if I want her knowing my name.
Right. Now, she'll be real nice to you. I'll put in a good word.
My name's Biff Johnson.
Exactly. And then we got Chaplain Hall. He's a very colorful individual. And he'll be letting us come around with him. And you're thinking, Chaplain Rob, what's he doing? You know, he does a lot of different things. He's like a police chaplain and all this other stuff. But he's also an embalmer. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So we got some pretty interesting folks here. Swing at Shadows, of course. We're gonna put a bunch of duds up there, you know. So we got some interesting folks, and you'll get to see and hear these guys. You know, what do they do behind the scenes? What do they do other than paranormal investigations and stuff like that? Actually, some of their private life goes in with the paranormal life, and vice versa, and all and intertwines and everything. So that's really cool. Yeah, I can't wait to do that and to get these guys filmed. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to be great. Maybe I'll film myself, too. Yeah. Here, I do a radio show out of my basement. Yeah. In the corner of my bedroom, I do a radio show. Like, right in the corner, in the fetal position, sucking my thumb. Yeah. And then in my spare time, I make movies, ones that people can watch. So, yeah, it'll be cool, you know. Yeah, we'll have a great time with that. Holy cow. We went like a year and a half with the show tonight. We had a lot of good stuff going
on.
We're
like 30 minutes over.
Exactly. I guess that's why that nice lady was coming on Blog Talk and saying, you've got 60 seconds. You know, she's like, give me the countdown. And I'm ignoring it and saying bad stuff about her. I feel kind of bad now, sort of. I'll get over that enough, though. So, no, I feel good tonight. Noah did it. I want to tell everybody this. I'm gluten-free. I'm eating good. But tonight, before the show, I actually ate. Normally, I don't eat, you know, before
good
the show.
Good for you.
Yeah. I had some really good stuff. I'm trying to think what I ate now. See, I'm so far out of my mind. I can't even remember what I ate an hour ago, hour and a half ago. It's kind of weird. Oh, wait, no.
I ate a gluten-free frozen pizza.
Did you?
Nice.
You probably lose 5 pounds immediately just for that fact. It's awesome.
It was called Gluten Ronies.
No way.
No way.
That's awesome. Did you get an HEB?
Gluten Ronies. That's funny as hell.
I like that.
He just made that up, Onyx. I got a gluten-free pizza from Domino's, which it better be gluten-free. They better not be getting it contaminated with the other damn fat, nasty old stuff that they got off to the side, those deep dish hand-tossed things over there. We're just throwing everything around. I don't even know how sanitary it is, but hopefully they cross-contaminate. You know, hopefully there's no gluten in my pizza. I'll snap. I'll know immediately because I'll gain like 0.3 pounds, and I'll know. Go right back over there. Demand my money back.
0.3 pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I had that, and then I went down to Josie's yogurt place, frozen yogurt, got some Froyo. I got this one. It was cookies and cream, totally gluten-free, awesome stuff. And then I got this chocolate fudge, mixed them together and all that, put some almonds on there and everything. Yeah, it was awesome. That's why I eat snacks and stuff. So that's why I'm a little off my rocker tonight, because I had sugar. Once again, I used to eat a lot of chocolate before the show. Totally off my rocker. Now I'm semi off my rocker.
You're still hanging on.
Yeah, I'm still hanging on. By the thinnest of threads. Holy crap. I don't even know how to end the show. Let's just keep doing it. I've got 3 hours. Let's keep going. No, I'm just kidding. We got to end this thing. You know what? My mom's listening to the show tonight. Oh, my God. I said a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, you did.
But it was gluten-free. That's all that matters.
It was gluten. I get a free pad. Yes, Mom, I'm sorry for all the bad stuff I said tonight. I apologize for everything. And I won't do it again until next week. So, yeah. Which, actually, we'll do it again over and over and over. But, folks, don't miss us every week on DTM Wicked Radio, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Well, yeah, 7 p.m. No, wait. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Is it? No. No, it's not. It's 8 p.m.
Right.
Eastern Standard Time. No, it's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I get it all screwed up. Now I got people coming in the wrong hour. They're listening to some other show. It's not even us.
No, it's 8 o'clock Central. We're Central.
No,
we start at 8.
But like, Eastern time is different. And like,
yeah,
they're an hour
ahead of us.
Friday nights, it's like 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 o'clock our time.
Okay.
We live in Texas.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh. We're live tonight. Tomorrow, we're replaying. No, actually, the folks are like, what? You're going to replay this tomorrow night? Relax. Silly pants. There's more stuff. That you're not even here tonight, you know? Yeah, I got stuff that I'm going to put on there, like, that people haven't even heard tonight. So they're awesome. Of course, you can't live without hearing the Bath Salt Zombie infomercial, PSA.
No.
Yeah, but we won't play it tonight. Well, actually, we will.
Okay.
Not live. We won't play it live. Bam! That's stupid. Know what I just did? I've got this LED light, and I just flashed it at my screen right now. I just illuminated that person's butt that's sitting like outside the window that caused people to get into car accidents. Anyway, that's funny, right? So, yes. Anyways, catch us every week. You know, swing by here, you know, on Thursday nights. Listen to us live, you know, because you're going to get the bloopers. You're going to get all kinds of stuff. I'm going to say things I don't want to say. It's like, oh, my gosh, why'd I say that? I got to edit it out. But then always catch us every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on DTM Wicked Radio. And, you know, like I said, you're going to hear stuff Friday night that you ain't hearing tonight, vice versa. Anyways, just leave me alone already. Anyway, so without further ado, Lissa and Robbie, take us out of this dang basement.
Keep it creepy and weird, guys. See you next week.
Keep it between the lines, and if you ain't listening to the Paranormal Circus, then you're probably just listening or licking llama shit, llama dong, oh, your mom's in the bowl. I mean, you're probably doing something else. Later.
Exactly. So shut up and listen to some Memory of a Melody, Mario Melody, to rock your face off.
Yeah, boy.
I have a secret in your- would be unlawful. It's popping up. There's a therapist right now. While you're facing the ground, who wants to see this? Understand what I'm talking about. While your family prepared for the grid as I choke you to death in my choices. These voices won't get out of my head as you panic, you're breathing harder on me. But do you perceive and believe you're becoming my victim? So listen to the screaming so loud that I can't even hear myself. Come and go.
Into my veins. Impact.